following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach with Pastor Bill Welsh. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, happy, happy Friday.
Hello.
And we're smiling for, you know why, but we're smiling also through the, oh my gosh, we've got a lot to do. If you haven't heard, let me be the first person to tell you that President Trump went live today saying churches are allowed to meet now. And as we told you, we were not planning for May 31st. We were planning for the first service after the announcement was made. Mm-hmm. So I'll say more about that, but we are meeting here at Refuge this weekend on all our regular service times. We'll tell you how to RSVP, because there's limited seating now so that you can be at the service you most want to be at. But I thought we'd start with worship. Instead of going into all the details, let's give God the praise that we are so thrilled about right now for what's happened in allowing us to be back together as his people. So we're going to sing this, a song you all know. Go ahead.
Can I just, I just wanted to give a scripture that goes with everything we're talking about before we worship. It is Psalm 33, verse 20 and 21. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. And so Amen. Look what God has done because we wait on him.
Christians all over the country are giddy right now and excited. Can't wait to see those giddy faces. Let's worship him. We bow our hearts, we lift our hands, we turn our eyes to you again. And we surrender to the truth that all we need is found in you. Receive our adoration, Jesus, Lamb of God. Receive our adoration. How wonderful you are. We choose to leave it all behind and turn our eyes toward the prize, the upward call of God in Christ. You have our hearts, Lord, take our lives. Receive our adoration, Jesus, Lamb of God. Receive our adoration, how wonderful you are. And every soul you save sings out. Everything you've made resounds. All creation standing now, we're lifting up your name. We're joining in the angels' song. We're gathered to your ancient throne. Children in our Father's arms, shouting out your name. Receive our adoration, Jesus, Lamb of God. Receive our adoration, how wonderful you are. How wonderful you are. And Father, you are, and we thank you, Lord. You're wonderful all the time, every day, in more ways than we could count. You are wonderful when we're exiled, Lord. You are wonderful when we're gathered. And we thank you, Lord, for the good news today from our president that I know is warmly received by believers and actually people of all faiths and even different religions are so thankful that they can be together again. But we pray that you be with us now as we look at your word and as we prepare for communion that binds us all together in Jesus' strong, strong name. Amen. Let me get some of this these details, these official details, out of the way quick. And you're going to basically, here's the most important detail that you want to keep close to you, refugefamily.com. That's where we'll put up all the information that we can about how we're gathering, when we're gathering, what you need to do as you gather. But go to refugefamily.com, download the app. You can use that Refuge Huntington Beach app for the live streaming and Facebook page as well. So here's what we're going to do. We have been planning on a drive-by Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock from 1 to 2:30. We're inviting you to come driving through the parking lot, honking your horn, saying hello. It's just a drive-by through the parking lot celebration. It's not a stop and chat time. We won't have time for that, hopefully. Right. I think we're going to have quite a parade as people come.
I think we will.
So that is still on, by the way. And registration, yes, you're going to have to register, RSVP. Look at it that way. It's kind of a ticket, but you're not buying a ticket. Ticket has a strange connotation. But you do need to RSVP. And we know there will be some that will show up without RSVPing. And we might be able, and it's a huge might on that, we will be able to accommodate those who RSVP. So you'll have to go on by 5 o'clock tonight. That page should be up and running. If it's not, there'll hopefully be an announcement about when it will be. But before you come, go to refugefamily.com. We're going to make it very visible at the top of the page where to RSVP for that. When you come, you're going to have to bring a mask with you. So if you don't have one, make one or buy a bandana. Or tie a T-shirt around you.
We'll also have some available here.
And we will have some available. Some of our folks, have men and women, have been preparing masks. But you will have to wear a mask. You will be socially distant. They're physically separated. Let's drop the social distance. You know what we mean. But when you're in here, the ushers are going to make sure that there's distance between family groups or a person who comes solo. And so that's going to happen, but you need to have the masks. You will keep socially distant as you're lining up to come in, and just keeping that in mind throughout this whole thing. Now, here's those who should not come. If you are symptomatic in any way, if you have a fever, if you have a cough that won't go away, please stay at home until you are over that. And because all services will be live streamed. Yeah. This will not be recorded. Service. We will be live worship, and the preaching will be live as well. So if you got a fever, you've got any symptoms, please, please, please stay at home. If you're in the higher risk category, which includes seniors that have any health issues, then it's better for you not to come and be here. And if I was in that category, at 67 years old, if I was demonstrating any of the symptoms, I would not come into the church to possibly infect anybody else with this virus. And anyone, regardless of age, with compromised immune system, you should not come to gather at this point.
You know who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is still a virus. We're not playing around like kids on a playground with this. This is still a deadly virus. And we just want to make sure that anybody that is at risk or is carrying some of the symptoms, that you just please stay home. And so anyway, I think that's all that I have on that. There'll be more of that, like I said, online for you. We will not have children's ministry. We will not have any nursery care. So if you're coming with your children, they will have to sit with you, and we'll group you together in a family group. And I think that's all that I have. Cafe will not be open. There won't be any time for sitting down at tables.
So that's the thing, because they can't socialize unless they're 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
Tuesday. Tell everybody about Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I think that's going to be the hard part, first of all, on that distancing after. It's not going to be hard to seat everybody.
Right.
But it's going to be hard for us all to just go, okay, so hi, how are you, and all that sort of thing, and not do the hugging and not do the handshake and all that sort of thing that we're so used to and so excited about being able to do.
Yeah.
But Tuesday, ladies, we get to meet in here. So we will see you on Tuesday morning at, we will start at 9:15, but if you want to come at 9 o'clock so that we can get everybody mm-hmm. seated in their places, we will not be serving any kind of food at all. It'll just be for the meeting. For this first time, we're just, you know what, this is not normal. It's not a new normal.
And it won't be permanent.
It is an extraordinary day. So this is, amen. I'm excited over what God has for us and that he hears our prayers. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are open to their cry. So God knows. God knows.
He does.
And we're overwhelmed.
Share the verse that and the thought that you had about overwhelmed.
I did just change that verse.
You did.
Which was the one that I just shared with you, shared with everybody at the beginning. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. We are overwhelmed with the goodness of God. Mm-hmm. Overwhelmed with the goodness of God.
Yes.
That's what we have in our hearts. This joy doesn't come from just, I'm overwhelmed by, that's really good. It's that comes from inside. That's just, I'm overwhelmed by this goodness of God.
And we were talking about this yesterday. Joy and I got a day away, went for a drive in the mountains. It was so beautiful.
And you can go up there.
Yes, you can. You can go up to the Calvary Chapel Conference Center. You need to RSVP for that too, but you can get the number online and you can have lunch up there. You're not at the center. You take it and take away into the forest or wherever you want to go. But we were talking about this theme of overwhelmed. And the truth is that we're all overwhelmed by something.
Sure.
A lot of people have been overwhelmed with the restriction, overwhelmed with the sadness, overwhelmed with a sense of purposelessness. And here's what hit me while Joy and I were talking about this yesterday, is that you choose what you're going to allow to overwhelm you. Mm-hmm. Another word would be overcome you or press you down or oppress you. And for the follower of Jesus, we are overwhelmed by this news, certainly. And as I was saying on the very quick live stream that Instagram live that I just did, we're overwhelmed in a number of ways. Yeah. We've got a lot of work ahead of us between now and 5 o'clock tomorrow, or six o'clock tomorrow night when our first service launches. Back in the place with faces out in these chairs will be wonderful. I can't wait to hear the voice of the congregation singing, "The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you." Oh, it's going to be outrageously wonderful. But we choose what we're going to allow to overwhelm us. And our encouragement is, let what we're about to do right now with communion that speaks about the overwhelming love of God in Christ that conquered our sin. It conquered the grave for us. So, as I say so many times, so that when we die, we jump the grave. We don't get stuck in the grave. It's overwhelming what Jesus did. He paid an overwhelming price for you to be saved and for you to be filled with his joy and with his love and with his hope, and choose to focus on the overwhelming grace of God that's demonstrated in Jesus Christ, on the cross that we focus on. Choose to be overwhelmed by that love, by the body of Christ that was offered and the blood of Christ that was shed for us, so that you won't be overwhelmed by the challenges of life and by the exile. If it continues in whatever measure, that you will be a shining example of what it means to be a follower of Jesus in days just like this. So we're going to partake of communion. Yes. And let me, do you have anything else you want to say?
No, I'm overwhelmed.
It was God that gave you that word
yesterday.
Yeah, there's an old hill song. Look up the word overwhelmed and hill song on YouTube. Yeah, there's a beautiful, beautiful song from hill song about the overwhelming love of God. In 1 Corinthians, okay, can you all settle down now? Just calm down. I know you're hooting, hollering, high-fiving, fist-bumping, and fist-pumping, whatever it is. But when Jesus sat down around the table with his disciples, when Jesus sat down around the table, we're doing this as we go, aren't we? He sat around the communion table, the Passover table. It became the communion table with his disciples. And he told them, I've been so excited about having this meal with you. And then it says, Paul speaking about it, reporting on that night, because he wasn't there. But he said, on that night, the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. And when he blessed it, he broke it. He gave thanks and he broke it. And he said, take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. And do this in remembrance of me. So let's pray. Father God, all of this current stuff that's before us right now, all this good news that we get to gather again, we are so mindful of the fact that in many, many places around the world, they will live their entire life without government approval to gather together, to break the bread and to drink of the cup. They will never attend a legal church meeting. And for them, Lord, we pray today that you'd give us the strength and the focus that they have, and that you would continue, Father God, to give them the power of your Spirit to tell their friends and their neighbors the gospel about the body of Jesus that was offered and the blood of Jesus that was shed for their sins. So, Lord, we take this with a great sense of gratitude today for the freedom that we have. And as the church gathers again this weekend, Lord, would we gather, please, Lord, help us to gather with this in mind, that the body of Christ was offered for us. The perfect sacrifice was walked to the place of the altar, the cross, and was offered for us. So we take this bread with gratitude and with worship in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's partake together. And then Paul says this, in the same manner he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The price, it was in the blood. The victory was in the blood. So Lord Jesus, thank you. Father in heaven, thank you for the gift of your Son. Jesus, thank you for the willingness with which you walked to that cross and suffered for us. Holy Spirit, thank you for making this truth alive to us. And we take this cup today, refreshing our memory, making ourselves mindful again. We take this in remembrance of the great life that we have because of the great life that was offered for us, Lord. The great price you paid to make us your children. So we drink this with thanksgiving. Refresh our hearts now in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, praise God. May the Lord bless and keep you, make his face shine upon you, and may the Lord be gracious to you. May he smile down upon you and give you his peace, and may he fill your heart with his joy. And may he flood your home with his joy. And may he crown your life with sweet joy. Amen. God bless you. Refugefamily.com. Keep in touch and we'll see you in person this week. Yay. Saturday night, 6 p.m. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. And maybe an extended service in the evening, which would be a duplicate of the morning services if we have a lot of people that overflow and can't get into the first four. All right? God bless you. If you're on the ministry team here, keep your ears open for a call from your leader. You're probably going to be needed, or you can call the office. God bless you all.
Grace keep doing great things for God.
Amen. Be overwhelmed with his love.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach with Pastor Bill Welsh. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.